This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Somebody might say, well, he needed Jesus. He knew all about Jesus. His parents took him to church. He said, my minister told me about Christ. What Max Lucado needed to do is what some men in this room need to do today. Repent. What some women in this room need to do. Repent. You know what repentance means? It means to turn, literally, 180 degrees. It's an acknowledgement of your sin, and it's an acknowledgement of what sin does. It wounds the Father. Most people never think about this, but every sin that you've committed and I've committed is often or always a wound against the Father. My personal Father? No, the Heavenly Father. Every sin you've committed, every sin I've committed is a wound against the Father. And until there's repentance, there's no hope. In fact, let's bring up that verse in Luke 13:5 if we can. I tell you, Jesus said no, but unless you repent, you too will perish. That's not my idea, that's his. Unless you repent, you too will perish. When I talk about John MacArthur as a minister from Panorama City, California, I never think of John MacArthur as a storyteller. He doesn't tell stories. He's really straight teaching. It just, this verse means this, this verb means this, this noun in the Greek means that, and it's great, it's powerful. But he's a scholarly approach to preaching. But I heard John MacArthur tell a story that touched me deeply. He said he was in his office one day when he got a call from someone at a hospital called Riverside Hospital, just like there's a Riverside Hospital in Columbus where my mother was just recently. But this was Riverside Hospital in California, Southern California. And the person on the other end of the phone said, John, we've got a person here that says they have to talk to you. They're dying. Young man, he wants to talk to you. He insists on you coming to the hospital. So John got in the car and went over there. Had no idea who he was. The man told him a sordid story of his past, but he also said, hey, John, I know what I need to do, in a way. I was raised in the church. I went to Bible college for 2 years. But I've really lived a life of sin, and I'm about to die. And I need you to talk to me. And you know what John did? John said, I didn't, you know, say, well, just hope in Jesus, and everything's going to be fine. Just put your trust in Christ, and everything's fine. Here's what he did. He said, you need to repent. You need to repent of what's going on in your life. And you need to repent of the sin in your life. And you know what? That's a word for you. It's a word for me. He didn't do it judgmentally. He didn't do it in an attitude of holier than thou and I'm so great and so perfect. No, he just shared Luke 13:5, unless you repent, you too will perish. He said the man lasted a week. He died a week later. But John said in his subsequent visits, he said he noticed there was peace. You know why? He repented. You'll never have peace in your life until you repent of the sin, the wounds that you've caused in other people's lives. You'll never have peace in your life until ultimately you say, every sin I've committed is a wound against the Father. It's called repentance, with a capital R. You need it. I need it. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us on this subject that's not talked about today. It's shunned even by preachers today. Nobody mentions repentance. It's not politically correct. Not what people want to hear. People want to know how to be happy, how to be successful. We need to repent. I do, and so does every man and woman in this room, for the sin in our life. Bless this invitation time, this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I don't even know if the word repentance is in your vocabulary. Some people don't even know what the word means. It means to turn around 180 degrees away from something and to something. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.